currently, Maeve, that site is sitting empty or mostly empty as council tries to figure out the best use for it. And our petition is really in support of the idea that's come from a couple of council members to look at using that space to house some of our community experiencing homelessness. And like Boulder Rights Watch has done in the past, where we have encouraged the city to use land that's currently not being used for tiny homes, we see the hospital site also in the same light, which is that anytime there's a resource sitting unused, it's a space that can be applied to lessening the painful and frustrating experiences of being homeless in Boulder.
So do you envision maybe emergency shelter type of situation, or is this more of a long-term approach? Because homelessness is, there are many needs beyond just, I need a place to sleep tonight. It's the long-term approach as well. So right. What kind of area are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. The unfortunately, you know, in many different areas for different cohorts of people experiencing homelessness, there are not enough resources. So shelter resources for, say, individuals, even though we have Boulder Shelter for the Homeless and now the Path to Home, where the church community and folks from Bridge House have stepped up to provide overnight shelter, those exist. And, you know, we in this petition specifically did not call for anything. You know, we weren't trying to call out what it should be. But the space in the hospital does have, you know, private rooms. It served, obviously, as a place where patients could have privacy. And so we're thinking more along the lines of possibly for families, or, you know, mothers with children who in Boulder, unfortunately, have very few places they can go. We have a wonderful resource in Attention Homes that takes youth. We have the shelter that takes adults, but we don't have a place other than the Emergency Family Assistance Association, which has its own set of resources that is just, you know, far short of what is needed. We see the hospital as filling in a great gap there.
In terms of the homeless population, I think a lot of people associate homelessness with the very visible population that we often see, maybe panhandling or people who are in very public spaces. But as you said, there's a huge amount of people who are hidden, and that's families with children, maybe sleeping in cars, maybe they are couch surfing in not ideal housing situations. And yet that does seem to be that underserved population. Is there a way to quantify how many families and children and how much of that hidden population actually make up the homeless community here in Boulder?
There, I believe from a Daily Camera article, and I'm going off memory, so I hope I get this right, but I think there's something like 180 kids in our schools here in Boulder that are homeless. So that can mean staying on a friend's couch and moving from place to place as their parents find resources. And there's just not that much. You know, Boulder City and Boulder County do work to try and get people into housing and do have facilities, but there's just not enough. I did speak maybe a year ago with someone from the Safe House Progressive Alliance Network, where victims of domestic violence go. And what they shared with me is that, you know, right off the bat, they can only take a fraction of the people who need that help. And then of those people, only a fraction ever get into housing. And ultimately, the number I remember pretty specifically was that about 3% of the people who come in with some desperate need to get out of a violent situation, often with kids, end up getting housing. So it's a very stressed network of resources that we have.
Now, you said that there are two Boulder City Council members who are actively discussing this, so it's not like you're coming to City Council cold.
Exactly.
There are two members already talking about this idea. And so this obviously has some traction already. What is the timeline here in terms of when do you want to submit this petition? How many signatures are you hoping to get? And what could be the next steps and some kind of time frame in terms of the planning of this?
Gotcha. So we are going to present on Tuesday, I believe it's the 18th, if I have my dates right, is the next City Council meeting. And we're up to 235 signatures this morning. I was hoping we would break 200, so we've beaten that. And each time someone signs it, a message goes to council to let them know how many people have signed it. But we're going to deliver in paper and speak as a group at council to let the rest of the community know through the Channel 8 broadcast that this has happened. And yes, it's wonderful to be supporting an idea that comes from existing council members and to be backing them in finding creative solutions, because that's what we at Boulder Rights Watch have been proposing for years, is find new creative ways, because there are no single solutions to homelessness. It's a conglomeration of good ideas that ultimately, you know, at least lessen the problems that are associated with it.